From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, April 17th at 8:55, coming up at 8:56. And we have Ellen Deirdre on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And the grain futures are a little bit on the mixed side, but the tone is really pretty strong. That seems a little odd given Powell's comments yesterday that really took the market and by force when the Fed chair said that the tariff situation was extremely inflating this market. We also saw the EU central bank lower its interest rate overnight. There's a good feeling that we could see lower rates come into this market in other countries as well. Export bookings in corn were really pretty good, not so good on the wheat, and pretty tepid on the bean side as well. We are seeing some bull spreading come back in this market after we saw some May basis contracts getting priced out earlier this week. Right now, we see the July corn futures at 4.93 and three quarters. That's 2 cents higher. December's at 4.68, a penny and a quarter higher. July soybeans at 10.52 is up a penny and three quarters. And November at 10.34 and a half is up just one quarter. We are seeing the meal futures up about $1.50 in the nearby. Bean oil futures up around 20. On the Chicago wheat, July Chicago wheat at 5.69 is 8 cents higher. We're on day's highs right there. Kansas City wheat is about 9 and 3 quarters higher in the nearby July. We do have a cattle on feed report coming out tomorrow afternoon. Even though there's no markets tomorrow, the cattle on feed report will come out after 1 o'clock. We've got expectations for total numbers at 98.3%, placements at 103.7%, marketing's just a hair over 100%. I think the placement number could be higher than that. We have seen a heavy influx in fund money in the live cattle and the feeder cattle this week. We're continuing to see upside, at least in the nearby months there. With the June live cattle at 202.67, up 62 cents. August at 199.12, up 17 cents. June live cattle have a gap at around that 203.5, 204 area that seems to be a target. On the feeder cattle side, we've got August feeders at 290.10, up 65 cents. June hogs at 97.40 are down 55. We do have gaps above the market in the deferred months of hogs. The metals markets have sure been all over the place with more than $100 gain yesterday in the gold. However, we're down around $12 today, but still June gold futures at 33.34.10 is down $12.20. Crude oil has staged a rebound this week. With the May crude at 63.23, that's up 76 cents. The dollar index continues to struggle, staying below par. Right now this morning, we are up just about 90 points at 99.26. This is Alan Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thanks so much, Ellen. Have a wonderful rest of your day. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.